Blog Talk Radio.
From San Antonio. And get your spirit mode. Now, whatever else is going on in our lives right now, we're going to bring that before the altar for God to take care of for us. But let's bring something to the altar also besides our problems. Let's bring a praying spirit so we can receive what God has for us. Amen? All right. We'll be right back.
One more time, give it up for Karen Clark. She is, please.
Yeah. don't know what you're saying when you're moaning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, yes, Lord. When you know not what else to say, just open up your heart and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way in my life, Lord. Yes, Lord, I accept whatever it is you have for me today. I open my heart and I come with a receiving spirit. Yes, Lord. Come with a praying spirit to the Lord. We have so much that we're asking God for, so much that we want to see happen in our lives, so many things that we need answers for. Hallelujah. But we need to come with the receiving heart to receive the things that God has for us. Because he loves doing favors for us. And so many times that we get so much of the world all around us, all the things that we've been through our lives and through our days. And we come so heavy laden and so burdened that we forget to lay those burdens down at the altar. Give them completely over to him so that he can handle them. But we kind of talk about him and we show him our problems. But then we want to take them back with us. We have to come with a praying spirit. Regardless of what else is going on, move it aside and say, I want a praying spirit. See, a praying spirit is a receiving spirit. I believe that you came to receive something tonight. I believe that God has for you in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your tears, in the midst of your joy and your happiness, is something even better. He's ready to take you to even a higher level. You got to come with the praying spirit and be ready to receive what God has for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We promise. Again, our scripture is coming from the book of James in the New Testament. The book of James in the New Testament starting at chapter 5. Hallelujah. God bless you, Barbara. God bless you. So good to hear you and just always to have you on the show. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, James chapter 5.
James chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 13 and read through verse 20, 13 through 20. As we come tonight with expectations and we're just remembering my son, Barbara's son and nephew, James Tarkish Dumas, I never will forget him, of course, and he's always in our hearts, and it's been 1 year already that he's been away from this earthly home, but gone to his eternal home. But we definitely send out, we miss you, and we're loving you daily, daily, daily. It feels like it's been 50 years on my heart, but in actuality, 1 year, but I'm still thankful that God has his hands on our entire family, not just through this situation, but through all of the situations that we have come, hallelujah, going to come through. Hallelujah. Anything. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. That's just, it's not I, but it's his strength that lays upon us. And so we just thank God for your peace and your power and your joy as you just place on our hearts during these troubling times now in our lives.
Amen.
All right. Our scripture, again, if you're ready, we're in chapter 5, starting at verse 13.
Okay, are any of you in trouble? Then you should pray. Are any of you happy? Then sing songs of praise. Are any of you sick? Then send for the elders of the church to pray over you and ask them to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer offered by those who have faith will make you well. The Lord will heal you. If you sin, you will be forgiven. Go on.
Yes, we're going to go through verse 20.
So admit to one another that you've sinned. Pray for one another so that you might be healed. The prayer of a godly person is powerful. It makes things happen. Elijah was just like us. He prayed hard that it wouldn't rain. And it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again. That time it rained, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, suppose one of you wanders away from the truth, and someone brings you back. Then here is what I want everyone to remember. Anyone who turns a sinner from going down the wrong path will save him from death. I will erase many
sins
by forgiving him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sin. And real quickly, if I could just get you to read back verse 16 one more time.
Verse 16.
Still in the same chapter, just chapter 5, verse 16.
So submit to one another that you've sinned. Pray for one another that you might be healed.
Yes.
The prayer of a godly person is powerful. It makes things happen.
The prayer of a godly person, it makes things happen. It's powerful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prayer of a righteous man is powerful and it's effective. It makes things happen.
Yes.
That's why you have to be careful who you ask to pray over you. You got to make sure prayer of a righteous man, a powerful prayer, an effective prayer, that it makes things happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, we're talking about great expectations tonight. And I just want to take a few minutes to reiterate just how important it is that we come with expectations in our spirit and in our heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, we ask you to bless this ministry and bless the word. Bless every speaker, every hearer, and every doer of your word. In the powerful name of Jesus, we receive everything that you have for us. In your name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us that says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, in the Amplified Bible, it reads this way. It says, now to him who by in coincident are the fact of his power that is at work within us. His power's got to be working within us.
Amen. Amen.
Is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or that we even can think about. It's beyond our highest powers. It's beyond our desires. It's beyond our thoughts, beyond our hopes, beyond our dreams. He's able to do abundantly, exceedingly abundantly, super abundantly. So whatever it is we're thinking about tonight, he's able to do so far over that that it can't even penetrate our hearts or our minds to get to that place.
Uh-huh.
Still, we find ourselves time to time, and we can't even trust him for our next meal.
Amen.
So we put ourselves out on the street and we'll prostitute ourselves to get that next meal. We can't even trust him for our healing. So we go to voodoo doctors and we go to through witchcraft and all kind of different things because we can't trust him for the small things.
Yes.
But the word just told us here, again in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or all that we, he said, according to the powers that works in us.
Yes.
So power is working in us. We know that his word will not come back to him void. So he's able to do whatever it is that you need to be done in your situation right now.
Amen.
What a powerful verse. You probably heard that verse over and over again. In fact, you probably heard the verse inside and out. But when I read this verse, I see one thing, and that's the expectations. How many times have you heard it, but you're still not expecting anything to come your way? You're still not expecting your healing. You're still not expecting that job. You're not expecting directions to get you started on this pathway of what we call living life. You're still not expecting anything. You read the words, but they don't come alive for you.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. This verse is a jam-packed full of great revelations. And I understand that it takes some time, but that's why we come with that sprint. Praying spirit to ask God to open up our heart, move all the stuff over to the side, and let Him reveal His love to your heart.
Hmm.
For instance, the simple fact that the Bible indicates that God, that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. It's a subject that you could expound upon, you could study. You should be able to absorb just on that fact for over a year, all by itself. But I think it's worth spending just a moment exploring the great expectations that's found in this verse and how it can change our whole outlook, not to mention our life, but the way that we look at life, the way that we travel through this life. It can change it, look at it in a different way. See, let's God is able and willingly. Many times this is the greatest hurdle for God's people to jump over. Too many of us have taught in church God doesn't want you to have very much and maybe just enough to barely get by in life is all you need. You know what? You're not going to be healed of that because your mama had it and your grandmother had it, or I knew somebody over here who had that. This is how they turned out, so you can't expect too much. Because when you get this, it doesn't, you know, death is the end of that. Just keep on praying and pray that God gives you comfort.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you today that is a bold-faced lie.
If ever
there was anyone who was a prominent of abundance and overflow, it's God Himself.
Yes.
He's the one who said you would be blessed in the city. He said you would be blessed in the field.
Yes.
He's the one who said that your cup would run over. He's the one who said that you could live under an open window, heaven. He's the one that said you would be abundantly blessed.
That's
to the
right.
point that there would not be room enough for you to receive it. He's the one who said that you could have an abundance for every good work. Now, that doesn't sound like just enough to get by God to me.
Amen.
That sounds like God. I invite you right now, that little bitty mind frame, that little box that you got Him in, go ahead and unravel that bow. Lay it out. God has some big things
amen,
to do in
amen,
your
future
right
amen.
Now.
Amen.
God has him. He's willing and He's able. Are you ready to expect for God
That's
to do
right.
something in your life? You said me, but I you know, God don't have time to stop and look at my situation. I got myself into this situation.
Yes.
He didn't say only Vaughn could have it, only Barbara could have it. He said anybody who believes in Him shall receive it.
Yes.
So I invite you to receive what God has for you. He's the one who said it. I didn't say it. He said that you could have it. It doesn't sound like a just get it by God. It doesn't sound like God said that just pray that you can stay in some kind of comfort as you lay and die. It doesn't sound like that kind of God. So in Ephesians 3:20, when Apostle Paul says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly.
Yes.
It has already been established that He's just as willing to do so also.
Yes, above all.
And God had Moses lead the people of Israel out of slavery from Egypt. His intention was to bring them to the land of more than enough. Yeah, not right. just enough, but he wanted to take them to a land of more than enough. They lingered in the land for just enough for over 40 years. You know the story. But that wasn't where God wanted them to be. God wanted Israel to flourish in the land of abundance.
That's right.
And he wants the very same thing for you and me.
That's right.
Whatever it is, he wants the very same thing out of your situation right now. And as one young lady told me today, she said, I know I need to get out of this mess that I'm in, this relationship I'm in. I know I need to get out of it. She said, and God keeps speaking to my heart that I need to move and get away from this. She said, but it's just so hard. I really don't want to. My flesh just don't want to. My spirit know that I'm just going to stay here and I will never grow, that this is going to get worse before it gets better. But I don't want to. I don't really, my flesh can't understand it. My mind wants to. You understand that how we get like that, that the flesh is ruling our spirit. It has to be reversed. We have to pray for a reversal in our life. But our spirit man can control our flesh.
Yeah.
You said, I have a desire to go and be in this place, but your spirit is telling you it's not the right thing to do. You said, but that's what everybody is doing, and that's what everybody is saying. And I just want to fit in. But your spirit is telling you something different. See, the Holy Spirit is there to protect you. He's there to guide you. And if we push the guidance away, if we push the protecting away, then we're just bare. And the enemy has the right to just come in and devour and destroy and steal and kill.
Yeah.
Not just your mind.
The enemy.
He wants to take your child's mind. He wants to take your spouse. He wants your job. Don't think because he presents something before you that looks like it's all precious and gold. It's just an attraction to get you in. We still got to stop and listen to the Spirit. Hear what the Spirit has to say before we accept whatever it is that he's putting before us.
Right.
Our spirit man must be there. God is willing. He's able. Once you've settled the fact that God is not only able, but he's also willing to do great things in your life. Sometimes we can see him doing great things in other lives, and we say, I believe that he'll heal this person, but the doctor said, my case is too far gone.
Yeah.
The lawyer said, I've done too much this time. But he's willing to do it in your life. Once you accept that, then it's important to recognize how your expectation level affects your outcome. In fact, your level of expectation is God's launching pad.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. Again, according to Ephesians 3:20, we read just what he said about he's willing and able. He said God would do super abundantly above anything.
Yeah.
You can ask anything that you can think of, anything that you can even dare to imagine. You know how sometimes you sit back and you just, in a little daze, imagining things different from what they are now? He said he would go even beyond even what you can imagine. That's pretty amazing. But here's where it gets personal. He's going to allow you to teach the starting point. He's going to bring the increase. He's going to do above all. But you're going to determine the point from which he begins to lay out the You're going to determine the point from which he begins to lay out the blessing. You say, well, evangelist, how is that? But this isn't the first place in the scriptures where we see this. See, in 2 Corinthians 9:8, the Apostle Paul says it this way. He says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also sparingly. He said, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one of us give as he proposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you.
Yeah.
Put your name there. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiencies and all may have an abundance for every good work.
Yes.
In Corinthians 9:6-8. Write that down. Go back and read that. Tell yourself that until your flesh can move out of the way and your spirit can accept it, that he's speaking to you. Here we see at the end of verse 8 that once again, God wants us to have an abundance for every good work.
Every good work.
See, there is a direct connection, a direct connection between having an abundance for every good work and our sowing for our good work. In other words, us sowing, we're choosing the launching pad for the blessing that God will follow. Let's follow that with some words. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." He says, "Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put unto your bosom."
Yes.
"For with the same measures that you use, it will be measured back to you." That verse is saying the exact same thing. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That simply means that if you choose the measure, then God uses the same measure to give back to you. Let's break it down a little bit more.
Amen.
If you
Hallelujah.
Use a spoon to give your givings, God will give a spoon to give back to you.
Yes.
If you use a shovel, God will use a shovel as he blesses back unto you. Into your book. If you use a dump truck, God will use a dump truck to bring back blessings into your bosom.
Yes, he will.
Not just to repay
Hallelujah.
You for
Hallelujah.
Aid.
Hallelujah.
But according to Luke 6, it's coming back. Good
mm-hmm.
measure, pressed down, shaken together, running
yes.
over. So your expectations are determining the launching pad from which God is going to begin to do exceedingly abundantly
yes,
above
abundantly.
In your life today.
Above
and
all,
as I
yes.
close, I just don't want, I don't know about you, but that makes me want to just dream bigger. It makes me want to raise the level of my expectations. It makes me want to expand even my wildest visions and imaginations because I know that according to his word, he's not only able to go beyond my wildest imaginations, and oh, I can imagine some things, but he's also willing to do so.
Yes.
Even though I use finances or maybe our healing to scripturally demonstrate how God uses our expectations, it doesn't end there.
Amen.
God doesn't just exceed expectations where money is concerned.
Right.
He uses the same principle for any and every area of our lives.
Mm.
So where's your expectations level for your marriage, for your children, for your career, your future? Remember, you're setting the launching point.
Yes.
God brings the increase. When you
yes.
know that God is for you and that your abundance was his idea to begin with,
yes.
it's easy to start raising your level of expectations. Great expectations produces great faith and great results. Start
yes.
experiencing great results today.
Yes.
Even with the situations where someone may be grieving right now, someone has lost a loved one right now. You said, how are they able to hold their head up high?
Yes.
Because great expectations. God is able to give them abundantly, exceedingly abundantly in their joy, in their faith. You said that man just walked out on that woman with all of those kids. How is she able to go for? How is she able to get up day after day and continue to go on? Because
yes.
she believes God is able to do abundantly, above all things she can ask for, above all things that she can think of, above all things she can ever even imagine.
Yes, yes.
What are you imagining today?
Hallelujah.
Are you imagining yourself being worse? Are you imagining yourself always being alone? Are you expecting things to get worse? Then that's exactly where they're going to be at.
Amen.
That's exactly
Amen.
Where they're going to be at. Raise your expectations. Believe God to be exactly what his word said he would be. He would be right there for you. right there for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. May we receive the word and not just hold the word in our hearts, but as we use the word daily to grow on the word given us tonight, may we sow that seed and spread it on to someone else, helping them along the way. We are our brothers. We do have great expectations, and we were looking forward to, Father, we're raising our barred expectations. Hallelujah. We're raising our greater imagination up to you.
Hello.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank
amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We want to take a few minutes and just, again, just open up, first of all, if you have anything you want to speak about. Just want to say that for all of the ones that are doing different things in memory of James Marquise Dumas today, God bless you. And I would like to have it, you know, see where it is. My brother in St. Louis and his family actually donated $250 to a community center in East St. Louis, are helping youth just like my son was doing when he was alive. So they're continuing on his legacy by helping others do something. And I think that is a more special thing to do than I know people have their own way of doing things and gratifying and showing the remembrance of him. And as we speak now, it's a fund people here in San Antonio that are having a big outgoing party and doing whatever in their way of remembrance. But I just think everyone has their own way. And I know he touched a lot of lives, but I think we should carry on his legacy by doing something that he would be doing. If you want to plant a tree, clean out some light over here that a child could be playing in instead of looking at all this cans and trees and limbs, all that. Go over there and dig up all of that. Take time out of your day. Clean off that space. Plant a tree in his name. You know, but do something. Collect something that you can help some child along the way. Help somebody along the way. Helping each other, to me, is one of the ways that we can remember James. And it could be just me, and I'm not, again, hear me from my spirit. How you remember him is how you remember him. But to me, party is not, we're not helping anything. It's just not, I don't know. Barbara, what do you think about that? What do you think something's going on? What do you want to say for tonight?
Well, first thing, I just want to thank God. For able me to live just to see another year and,
me too.
Year has went by so fast.
It has.
And my mind was just going back to even in July, I was just thinking about the people that's gone on home in our life.
Yeah.
And I picked up a picture of Bobby,
mm-hmm.
and I just got to thinking, I said, Lord, I just cannot believe it's been almost 19 years and Bobby's gone home. With God. And I went back even closer and I said, Lord, have mercy, I cannot believe it. This October will be 6 years that my husband is, Isaiah, has gone home to be with God. And then I said, Jesus, I just cannot believe it's been a year that my son's gone home to be with God.
Yeah.
I just said, you all got to meet that day. There's a day for everybody. Everybody got to meet their day. You can't
Amen.
Get around it. You can't go around it. You can't miss it. You can't skip it. You
Hallelujah.
Can't be late for it. You can't be early for it. It's going to, when it
yeah.
comes, it comes. So I just thank God. I just thank God that for another year. Oh, and I forgot about Aunt Henrietta. Me and Uncle Charles was, I've been helping him through that and praying and just telling him just to pray and thank God she's in heaven and God don't want us to sit there and grieve and moan and get stuck in that situation that you can't get out.
Amen.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
I had to make myself push on for the two special husbands I lost in my life. and I could make myself carry on for the special son I lost in my life.
Yeah.
And it's just like I was telling our uncle, Uncle Charles, you got to move on. God gave you Aunt Henrietta for 69 years. What a blessing.
Mm.
What a blessing. I wish I could have had my husband for 69 years. I wish.
Yeah,
and someone else would look at Barbara and say, I wish I had my husband, Barbara, for the number of years that you had Isaiah.
Amen.
All of it is a blessing to look up towards heaven and say, thank you, Jesus, to give God the praise, to give him the honor, to give him the glory. It's all a blessing to look up and be able to still be able to carry on and help somebody. And God sends so many people to me every day that I can just pray for and just tell them about Jesus, just to glorify his name. Help them too, even though I'm hurting. But still, God sent people to me just to pray for, just to help along, just to let them know that everything is going to be all right. Just turn it over to Jesus. Just turn it over to Jesus. Everything is going to be all right. Jesus is the answer.
Yes,
it seems so simple for me just to say that Jesus is the answer. But I try to bring people along and show them how God is the answer. Why are you all worrying about it? God already has worked it out. God knows the end result. Before we even ask him, God knows the end results of it.
Yes.
Walk in his word. If you say that you believe in him, you have faith, walk in it.
Amen.
I was just telling a girlfriend of mine tonight that I love dearly. I said, you know what? You talk this faith thing. You talk it every day, but you don't walk it like you got faith. You don't talk like you got faith. Negative. You know that God is evil.
Amen.
God is able to bring you. I know you had no struggles. I know you already told me you was the baby of your family in Virginia, that you had everything, a golden spoon in your mouth. You ain't had no struggles. This is the time to get close to Jesus, because if you keep on living, all the struggles is going to come. Struggles will come. But you've got to know who to call on in the time of your struggle, in the time of trouble. You've got to know who to call on. Because if you don't know who to call on, it will run you crazy if you don't know who to call on.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to lean and depend on Jesus.
Yes.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, God told me to pray for healing. He said, just pray for healing. And I have been praying for 2 weeks now just for healing over the family, each individual in the family. I've just been saying, God, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Healing. Mm. Healing. He said, pray for healing for the hurt heart. I've been praying for healing. Just praying for healing. Well, I just want to say, I just thank God for just allowing me to be able to recognize who he is, want to give him praise, want to give him honor, and I just thank God for being a part of my life and lifting me up when I've been down and going through and just giving me the strength and just to carry on, to help someone else, just to put a smile on someone's face, just to be able to help them with a word, just to be able to help them with money, however it is.
I look over my life, and
I heard you say earlier that you give from your heart.
Yes.
You give from your heart. And I began to think, Lord God, I've given from my heart. And God said, I bless you.
Amen.
I bless you. If you don't give begrudgingly, if you don't give with a closed fist, and I really don't want to do it, but here it is. And God bless you. And I could testify.
Yes, we could talk all night long. Our time is running out. That is so good. Just real quickly, you said on that faith thing, so many people talk that talk but don't walk that walk. It's just like a rich man have his pockets full of money. And if he don't pay his bills, the bills can come into him, and he can walk around telling everybody, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. But until he reaches in his pocket and actually pay those bills, he will be the poorest man here living alive.
Amen.
We have to make sure that we do. Faithful about works is dead. Faithful about works is dead, sisters and brothers. I invite anyone who don't know Christ to just bow their head and say, Jesus, I accept you in my life. I believe that you gave your son and that he died on the cross for me. And I know I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins, and I believe in you. In Jesus' name, you're a new creature in Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Amen.